Anyway, here is something that you might be interested in. This is Penny Lane by the Beatles. And apparently it was inspired by Paul McCartney hearing a Bach trumpet on the radio. Now, a Bach trumpet is a modern trumpet that was developed to play the very high trumpet parts that are found in Bach's music, a lot of which you heard in the preceding selections. And so Paul McCartney wanted to write a song that featured the Bach trumpet. And Penny Lane is it. And you hear the Bach trumpet first on the right channel and then mysteriously appears on the left channel. And it has a very florid, very baroque sounding solo line. So I had the luck to visit the Penny Lane in England when I visited my brother on one occasion. So I've actually been at the site of the roundabout where the nurse is selling portraits of the Queen. So listen carefully and enjoy this song.
Penny Lane, there is a barber showing photographs of every head he's had the pleasure to know, and all the people that come and go stop and say hello. On the corner is a banker with a motor car, the little children laughing him.
Frederick Handel was a musician that lived at about the time of Johann Sebastian Bach, same time, and they both died within a few years of each other, and they both developed cataracts in their eyes, and they were both treated by the same eye surgeon, and in both cases unsuccessfully. You must realize that in the 1700s, eye surgery was still in the experimental stages. So these days it is almost guaranteed success. But back then, it was a high-risk kind of thing. Anyway, Handel was actually in some ways a slightly more modern composer, in the sense that he began to write music far earlier than Bach in the style that would lead to the classical style of Mozart and company. So Handel was a little bit ahead of his time. He also wrote beautiful music for brass instrument, and the best known of these is the so-called water music. I've told you the story on other occasions. His old boss from Hanover came George the First of England, and Handel suddenly found himself, being discovered AWOL from his original job, and so he wrote the water music, as the legend goes. So here is the second movement of the water music, which has a lot of horns. So the opening phrase is played by oboes and stuff, and then the horns play almost the same thing. So you get a feel for what a set of two or three horns sounds like, if you are not absolutely confident that you know how they sounded. Thank you. Now here is the air from the Water Music Suite, and in this piece the horns come in around the point 1 minute and 20 some seconds in, and they just hold long notes while the rest of the orchestra plays a tune. Okay, now this is a piece that I know very little about. It is Gustav Mahler's 8th symphony. It's called the Symphony of a Thousand because it involved a very large orchestra, and I believe at least one enormous choir, possibly two, and a whole host of soloists. And this is the movement number 7. Actually, it might be just the end of one single movement, and it's called the Gloria Patri, which means the glory be to the Father. The first part of the symphony is set to the words of Veni Creator Spiritus, come Holy Ghost, the hearts inspire, that one. And so it's one of these famous or rather well-known chants from the Gregorian times. And of course, these chants always end with glory be to the Father and to the Son and so forth. And this is that Gloria section. From a Bach cantata that has a fabulous trumpet solo. It's the same cantata from which our favorite Bach movement comes, namely Gypsy Joy of Man's Desiring, number 147.